Jacobs Coaching, the place to be for anybody who's looking to take their career, their sales, their skills, and their life to a whole new level. Hello there. Hi there. Welcome back to another episode of James Williams Coaching. Appreciate you tuning in wherever you are today. What are we talking about? I should know. I do know. We're talking about it's time to record yourself. Really, really powerful thing. We're going to dive straight into it. But when I say straight into it, I mean in about 30 seconds, because I just want to mention a couple of things. First of all, if you are enjoying this podcast, please do me a little favor and rate it, review it. Helps me grow it. So give it however many stars you think it needs. Write a little review. It's really, really helpful for me to continue to build the audience. The audience is growing, which is awesome. And I'll continue to bring you more episodes. Of course, if you are a real estate agent and if you haven't checked out jameswilliams.coach yet, it's a complete training solution for real estate agents. It's straight to the point, bite-sized training sessions covering all the areas that you need with downloadable scripts in PDF, in audio format, interviews with million-dollar agents across the country, giving them their secrets, and a prospecting planner, which helps you stay on track and stay accountable. It's awesome. It's everything you need. And you get it all for like $2 a day. It's very, very cheap. Way too cheap, but you got to be in the market, if that makes sense. So all right, cool. It is time to record yourself. Going around the country and speaking to so many different agencies, I always ask this question: who's recorded their listing appointment before? Who's recorded their phone calls before? And usually, let's say there's 100 people, usually it's like 0 to 1. Maybe one person puts up their hand, occasionally 2 or 3, but very, very few people have done it because it's an uncomfortable thing to do. I get it. Nobody likes listening to themselves or watching themselves, or a lot of us don't. Years and years, like 10 years plus, even before real estate, I was doing it, of creating content. I still don't like hearing my voice. I still don't like watching my videos, but I do because I need to pick up on what I can improve on. And that's pretty much what it is. It's the foundation, or it lays the foundation for the beginning of real self-improvement. Because, you know, quite often we're not really open to feedback from other people. And if we do hear it, maybe we, you know, can justify that they think that because of this, or it wasn't really like that, or they don't get what I was trying to do. When we see our own performance, there's no hiding from the truth. We see it. We're like, oh, I do that. I do this. Interestingly enough, before my first listing appointment, before I was even allowed to go out to my first listing appointment, not only had I rehearsed and role played it, you know, probably at least like 50 times, I think, I'd also recorded it and watched it back. And, you know, it was horrifying and hilarious, but very informative. You know, I noticed all of these things that I was doing that I didn't realize I was doing with my body language, with the delivery of what I was saying, with how I was saying it, which is the delivery, but like the words I was saying, everything. I just noticed so much and such a huge insight and into how I look and to how I sound. And now I can start improving it. And just because I want to improve doesn't mean I'm not good. It just means I want to get better. One of the most powerful things that you could do as a salesperson, as a real estate agent, is record your sales appointment. I don't like calling them sales presentation because presentations are boring. You want to be engaging. So I call it the listing appointment or your sales appointment. Record a role play of it. Set up a camera, set up your iPhone on the other side of the table, get someone to role play and be the vendor or be the potential client, and have the camera looking at you. So when you watch it, you can see what it would look like from the other person's perspective. What a powerful insight into, you know, how you're performing on game day. And that's what it is. Like, I mean, there's so much on the line here, but, you know, we'd prefer to lose business in front of our clients and be uncomfortable with our colleagues role-playing or by ourselves by watching it. Like, get over that. And it's a really powerful step moving forward. You know, it's crazy to think about us not really reviewing our performance, because It's one of the first things that many professions do, especially, not maybe all professions, or not even many professions. What I was trying to say was athletes. Like, you know, think about like a football team or a sports team. One of the first things they do after a game is review the game. And, you know, I've spoken to football players who go through this process. It's uncomfortable. Like, if they hadn't played well, or sometimes even if they have or whatever, sitting down with the coach and the other players and pausing it on what they're doing right and wrong, it could be uncomfortable. But that's how they pinpoint and decide what they're going to work on, what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are, how they can improve. Review your performance. Salespeople, record your phone calls. Listen back to them. This is one of the first things that we do in one-on-one coaching. We make calls, we record them, and you know, we listen back to them and dissect them. And yeah, it is. I think it should be kind of obvious how powerful it would be, but I also know how uncomfortable it would be. So the first time, you know, you've just got to schedule it in, book it in, record the calls, record your sales appointment, your listing appointment, watch it back. And, you know, I think that's the one of the biggest motivators to get into the training room. And I think we need that because salespeople don't role play enough. They don't practice enough. And once again, I go around the country asking the question of who practices their skills. And it's a similar number. It's like less than 2% of the entire room that do it consistently, which is crazy, right? Because sales is a skill. It's something you can get better at. Fast track your success. Work on your skills. Practice with your colleagues, not with your clients. But you know, one of the best motivators to do this is to actually look at our performance and, you know, see, wow, okay, like I'm good there, but I need to improve there. And if I improved there, I would book more appointments, or I'd win more listings, or I'd overcome more objections. And, you know, you begin the process of mastering your craft. And in an industry, real estate especially, and also sales, which is, you know, there isn't much individual training going on. A lot of people just get their license and that's it. You know, it's not very professional in the space of skill development. Continuous skill development, it's very easy to quickly rise above your competition and dominate your marketplace. But you got to be willing to put in the work. And one of the most powerful steps to doing that and giving you some insight is to record yourself. It is time. It is time to record yourself. Get over it. Do it. You will thank me later. I hope today's episode was helpful. I hope all the episodes are helpful for you. As I mentioned earlier, if you get a chance, please rate and review this podcast, share it with your colleagues. And of course, if you're ready, to go to that next level with your training and your skill development, record yourself and visit jameswilliams.coach. Unlock everything that you need to succeed. I'll speak to you again very soon for another episode of James Williams Coaching.